Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin' Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 408, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 30, Destiny Defeated.
It aired September 8th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Worth Keeter. And today we got a guest. We have a very special guest returning for an episode that he likes. David Pinkney, welcome back.
Thanks, guys.
This is sort of the, like, recompense for making you watch the mermaid episode with us.
I appreciate it.
Man, we're sorry.
That's good. Good. Come back for my favorite season as opposed to my least favorite Lightspeed episode.
Yeah. So last time we did your history with Power Rangers, people can go back to, I don't know what episode it was. It's the one with the mermaid. It's the first one with the mermaid.
Right.
To hear
first
all that.
First one with the mermaid.
Yeah, we didn't know at the time problem. There were going to be two mermaid episodes.
Yeah, they felt that she was so good that she'd be recurring.
My favorite part about the mermaid coming back is that they're like, oh, you know what else we need? Her weird old dad.
Yeah.
Gotta have because that guy in here.
We need more history for this.
Yeah. I just love that now in Power Rangers, mermaids canonically exist.
And have lore.
And there's a whole thing. Anyway, that was last season. That's the past. This is the future. This is the year 3000 now. So, David, any recent Power Rangers developments or recent any regular developments?
I mean, I guess recent Power Ranger developments. I'm watching Beast Morphers. It's pretty solid, pretty good.
Yeah.
No spoilers, but it is a solid 3-4 episodes so far. I've been liking that. And then personal developments. I have a webcomic now.
Heck yeah. What is the webcomic? I mean, I read it, but for, you know, for our listeners.
Well, thank you. It's called Forged, Legendary Crafts and Delivery Services, and it's an all-ages fantasy comic about a family that crafts and delivers legendary weapons for future heroes to defend the world with.
That is a great premise. It's really good. It looks great.
Yeah, my artist Maggie Venable is incredible, and the letter on the book, Adam Mullet, he's also top notch letterer. So I got real lucky with the whole art section of this this webcomic.
Also, the story's real good. I really like it. It's a slam dunk for me because if you make the main character a delivery boy in any way, I'm in. But like,
right?
It's it's also very good on top of that.
Yeah, there's delivery. There's magical creatures and wizards and stuff like that. So it's a fun ride.
Yeah, it's a real good time.
If I do say so myself. Yeah.
And if you can't, who can?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you know the deal by now. We've been doing this 408 times, you should know.
Yeah.
Actually, Josh, we're going to talk about this after we go watch the episode, but Josh, you did the archive is updated through InSpace. I just was like clicking on some random episodes like in like the 20s and 40s. And I was like, ooh, who are these dumb babies? They don't know anything.
Yeah, I put InSpace up on there today and I was just reading the episode titles because I have to like type. I don't have to type them in. I could copy paste them, but I type them anyway. And I got to Andros WoW and I just laughed for 5 minutes. So
my favorite joke that just is a part of my life now. So we are going to go watch Destiny Defeated right now.
Time Force, Power Rangers.
And we're back, and we just watched Destiny Defeated. And y'all, it rules.
It's a real solid episode.
Very, very good.
We'll talk about it.
Well, I hope so. That's kind of what we
do. That's the whole show. But it was a real good one. But first, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can just go right there and it'll bring you right to the archive. You don't got to do anything fancy because Josh fixed that today.
I did. I took down that homepage that says I'm working on a whole website because, hey, I'm not.
Hey, look, we're busy.
But there's a navigation bar on there now, and that'll update with each show as I put up archives for them, so you'll be able to click that and bounce between them.
Yeah, InSpace is all up there, except for the bonus stuff right now, but maybe by the time you hear this, the bonus stuff will be up too. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Frank and Barry Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podknife and Podbean, Podbay, and Pod Destiny. And you can avoid it. And you can choose your own Pod Destiny.
And you can defeat it by listening to All of Rabbits on poddestiny.com.
All of Rabbits. It's all there. Don't listen to Rabbits. Don't be like me. If you want to leave us a rating and review on any of those places, that'd be great. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some neat stuff in return, including hearing us review Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. A good show, somehow. Your mileage may vary. I think it's a good show. Josh thinks there's a good show in there.
There's a good show in there somewhere.
Other people probably think it's very bad, which is all valid opinions. That's on patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And since it's a guest, since we got a guest, we're just going to jump right in.
Yeah.
David, you ready? You ready to talk about this?
Yeah, let's do it.
We started off with Alex being a real pill. Like, right away.
He's going out of his way to be a jerk. Basically, the entire episode.
Yeah. He starts off with being like, your equipment sucks, and this computer, who is, you know, a sentient being, is like, this computer sucks too. And they're like, hey.
He actually has feelings, like, you know.
He can hear you. He's right here.
That's like going like, this trip sucks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, which we did a lot, but he's gotten a lot better.
He's better now. And I've now, always liked Circuit.
Yeah. So, and now, hey, Alex, leave him alone. But yeah, he's like, this equipment, we'll never find Rantic. And Jen's like, this is literally all we have. Why don't you bring anything cool back from the future?
It's like, you came from the year 3000. You could have brought something.
Yeah. You have a whole working time ship. Ours crashed on a beach. So, like, this is on you. Then we cut to Frax, who's making an energy siphon in front of his big old Dragontron, and he's like, this will steal all their energy and all the energy. So I assume once it gets through the Zords, the plan was just to take all the electricity from the town
and then the world,
which is a pretty solid plan, I think. I mean
it would definitely throw everything into chaos for a little while, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a Rangers pretty much hard lose at that point.
Yeah, if you can't turn your Zords on, I mean, I don't know, because the Morphin Grid makes its own energy. It's a whole thing.
I mean, that's true. In fairness, the Morphin Grid is whatever it wants to be, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah, or whatever they need it to be. Because also, the Season 1 Zords are solar-powered sometimes.
Yes.
So,
but only sometimes.
Twice, I think, they were solar-powered. So then we cut to Wes, who is in his dad's hospital room, and he's like waking up. He, you know, slept in the chair next to his dad's bed. And he just hears in his head the very ominous, tomorrow your father will die, from his own voice, but it's Alex's voice.
Which I always found interesting, because Rangers, they classically steer very far away from ever saying, like, someone's dying or death. It's always, like, destroy or, like, eliminated. So this one, for that, like, scene always, for some reason to me, had some, like, gravity to it. I'm like, your dad might actually, like actually die.
Yeah, I think they've said it.
This is the third time.
This is the third time they've said it. Well, of this, it's the same clip. But, like, in this season, they said it once. Last season, I think they said it once. And then I can't remember a time before that, them saying die or dying or anything.
Yeah, and it's very sparingly, you know, moving forward and whatnot. They chose that very specifically, I feel like, for Time Force.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the loophole? You can say die once per season on your children's show, but if you loop the clip, you can say it as many times as you want?
Maybe.
They're like, we only said it once. We can play it however many times. I don't know. I feel like Judd Lynn had to, like, go to the president of Fox and be like, we need to say die. Like, it has to mean something. And they're like, all right, you get one. And he's like, okay. Yeah. But yeah, especially because, like, three or four episodes ago, Rantic and Frax were talking about Rantic destroying Frax when he was a human and all that. And they said destroy 100 different ways 100 times in a row. Right. So you're like, they're never going to say die. And then here we are. And they're like, oh no.
Yeah. They used it for a count. I mean, it's a kid, like, really hoping for his dad to pull through. And it's like, no, he's going to die.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
It's like, real.
And he's like, hey, your dad's going to die tomorrow, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Because the future's already written.
Right. They made it, like, very, like, I guess, disparaging. Like, there is, it felt very much like there is no way out of this one.
Yeah. We cut to the theme song, and it does, it, again, this is my favorite thing, is it's like this, it's a very somber moment, and then there's, like, a second, Time Force! Time Force! It's like, we got to stop ending on the somber moments. It ruins all the tension. Right. But we come back from the theme song, and Eric is walking down the sidewalk, and he's got a suitcase in one hand and his birds in the other hand. And if you were to ask me, are those birds ever going to come back? I would have said, absolutely not. There's no way.
You would have said the same thing about the mermaid.
I would have said the same thing about, I was wrong then, and I'm wrong now, because the birds are back. And then so is Alice, the little girl who protected the birds from a giant robot.
Yeah.
It's great.
Also, Eric's only true friend at this point.
Eric's best friend, the little girl that lives next door. And she's like, where are you going? He's like, I got to go away for a little while. And I don't know why.
This is my big question, is where is Eric going?
Yeah, actually, I looked it up. Apparently, there was a scene that's cut from that episode that is supposed to explain why he's going somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know what that scene's supposed to be. But he is just like, I'm just going to leave Silver Hills because.
Okay.
Because he's mad that Wes is taking over the company, I guess.
I think it's mostly mad that, like, Cliffington or whatever that guy's name was is like, we don't need your input, Mr. Silver Guardian.
He's like, fine, I'll move.
I'm going to move then.
Fairness, Eric is just always irrationally mad, so yes. It could be literally anything.
I get that, though. But so he tells Alice he's going to go away for a while, and then she's like, oh, I'll miss you. And he's like, yeah, I'll miss you too. Here, you know what? Why don't you have these birds? They're not going to let me on a plane with them anyway. And then she's like, oh, thanks, because she loves these birds, as we've seen in previous episodes. And I just never expected this to happen, and I'm very excited about it.
This is Jackie.
Jackie
wrote this part.
Absolutely Jackie, remembering continuity, because Judd is like, whatever's cool right now. And Jackie's like, well, hold on, this has to make sense most of the time. So then we cut to Dragontron just being back. A cab pulls up, Eric gets in a cab, drives off. Then we cut to Dragontron just like appearing in the city, and Circuit's like, hey, Dragontron's here. So they like move out and they get in their Zords, and there's like 3 seconds of Zord fight where they're like, all right, remember that plan that didn't work last time? We're going to do it again. But this time without Q-Rex and with the Time Shadow it being its own Zord. So probably will work even less well this time, if I had to guess.
Yeah, because Q-Rex set him up for the shot last time, but Alex didn't take it.
Yeah, he just waited until he could blame someone for them not finishing the job. And we cut back to the hospital, and Wes is still in there, and Dr. Zaskin comes up, and he's like, oh, hey, how's your dad looking?
Does Dr. Zaskin have new hair? Is his hair a little different this time?
A little bit.
I feel like it's like a little longer.
I mean, that's how time works. So I know, yeah,
but it's like noticeably longer than the last episode.
I don't know if he was in the last episode. I know he was in 2 episodes.
Maybe
ago.
Maybe it was 2 episodes ago. I was thinking,
but I mean, they film it like 5 days a week, so
maybe I'm just going crazy.
I don't know. It might be a little longer. Maybe it was a wig, and it's just his toupee is a little different.
Or he parted
this time.
It different. I don't know.
I have no idea. And he basically tells, he's like, oh, I'm surprised to see you here, like, taking over your company, you know, your dad's company. He's like, yeah, it's what my dad would have wanted. He's like, no, it's not actually, because he was there when Rancic shot him with the laser blast.
Well, yeah.
And, yep. And he just relays all that to Wes, and we get to see it again. And seeing the scene of Papa Collins, who, David, I don't know if you know what Wes's dad's first name is, but we have not encountered it. I don't think he has one.
I just know him as Mr. Collins.
Yeah,
in the opening credits, I think he is Mr. Collins.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. We've just been calling him Papa Collins for 30 episodes now, but he's like, yeah, no, he, you know, he would have wanted you to do your own thing. And then we see like that scene again, and like it's really good. I actually really like it on second viewing.
It's a good scene. The part of that scene that I found interesting was the doctor says, like, hey, you know, your dad wanted you to do your own thing. I was there. And he specifically goes, I was there and Rancic knocked me unconscious. Then your father said, I'm like, I don't know how you can recount any of this flashback.
It's a good question. He heard it in his sleep, and so he's just like,
I'll go with it.
I'm pretty sure this is what Rancic and your dad
said. He was unconscious behind the desk, but then he heard it, so he came out.
So he came out of his unconsciousness. Okay, all
right. That's a neat trick.
Yeah.
And we get to hear Papa Colin say, Wes chose his own destiny, and I'm proud of him for doing it.
He's like...
And they repeat it, that like weird delivery of that line, like four times.
Well, it's the same clip. Look, he was acting. He's capital A acting. My favorite part of this is still Rancic being like, I know that you threw Wes out somehow. Okay, Rancic, cool info. Where'd you get that? Doesn't matter.
He's got Rita's spyglass.
Okay.
This is a very good guess.
Yeah. He's just, I'm assuming you threw your kid out. So then Wes's eyes get a little wet because Jason Font is a good actor.
Yeah.
And so he gets his eyes get a little wet. We cut back to the Rangers fighting, and the energy siphon is working. And so, like, the Rangers kind of, like, stop for a second, and they're like, okay, what do we do? And Alex is like, we got to destroy the energy siphon. And Jen says, I think we should. And he cuts her off and says, I do the thinking. And I'm like, well, you can get right out of this show, mister. Right.
It's like his peak just, like, jerkiness. For yeah. the episode, and Katie immediately is just like, all right, well, I'm going to hit him.
I'm going to punch
and
this
man. I think it's like Lucas who like pulls her back like, okay, we don't need this right now.
Yeah, she walks up to the front of the cockpit, and she's like, why don't you think about this? And she's like cocking a fist back. She would punch him into the sun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he's like, we're going to go do that. So they all jump out. I thought it was just Alex jumping out. Because I looked down to write down that he jumped out, and then everyone else was there. I was like, oh, I guess they all went. So then we cut back to Wes. There's a lot of like intercutting in this episode. It works very well. It doesn't make the episode feel real long like when they do a lot of cuts do sometimes. I think it's just because like the story's good in this one. So
right.
But Wes drives by the clock tower, and he's like, I'm gonna take a walk, and then he tells the driver to stop. And I don't know who is with him. Some crony is with him.
It's like one of like the I think it's Mr. Collins like secondhand man in the business.
Yeah.
Is it not Cliffington?
Is it Cliffington?
It might be Cliffington because it's a dorky scientist with like, I think it's Cliffington because I think he had like the same hair and glasses as.
Okay. I didn't really catch a good look. And I was like, that seems like the same tightwad that was like, Eric, we don't need your opinion. This is business matters. And Eric's like, I could kick your head off your body right now, but okay. So he gets out, and he, like, goes walking, and he goes to the clock tower. And then we cut back to the Rangers, who – and this is the wildest thing. And so remember how the whole season Jen's like, Alex is the best cop I've ever seen. He's the greatest cop. There's no better cop than Alex. They got Frax dead to rights, and they're like, all right, time to arrest Frax. Like, no, we got to do the siphon first. And Jen's like, what? Why?
Every decision he makes is bad.
Yeah.
Every last one.
He's actually the worst cop.
I think he might be the worst cop.
Yeah, I think actually I have in my notes, they have Vrax cornered. Jen wants to capture Vrax. Alex says no, because Alex is stupid. Word for word in my notes.
Yeah, because he's like, no, we got to do this. Hey, bud, you're going to still have a Vrax problem if you don't arrest him. And in fact, you do because he just shoots everybody.
It's going to be a lot harder to get rid of that siphon with Vrax in the way.
And shooting you. And he shoots him so hard they demorph. And then he shoots Circuit, who flew in to see if the Rangers are okay.
Yeah, I don't know what Circuit was doing there besides getting shot.
It just creates some drama.
That was the only thing he was there for.
He just, hey, I'm going to check on you. Oh, no.
Well, no, I think... Because he does get Wes there later. So he's probably there just to set that up.
He flew back.
But he flies back, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think doesn't he tell Wes where they are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess
it's like very minimally necessary that he flies in and goes, you okay?
We've seen him on the battlefield before. So like it's not super out of place. But he just literally is like, we don't see him in this episode, like in this area until he is there to get shot.
Yeah, he's just, literally just custom being shot.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then we come back to Wes at the clock tower, and he finds the Polaroids of them having fun. He's looking through them.
I'm so glad they paid this off.
Right?
The episode they did it in, they took the pictures in, they did not mention them again. And then
no.
The two episodes after that is when they come back around.
It's a slow burn.
Yeah. I'm just not expecting that from Power Rangers, I guess.
This is a good season, actually.
Yeah, they make a lot of good calls this season.
Yeah, because that photo montage was like 3 minutes long, and we're like, is this for anything? No? Okay, but it is. So he's looking through it, and then Circuit flies back in. I say flies. It's like an airborne hobble, because he's been shot so many times. And he falls, and Wes like dives to catch him, and it's like it's really nice. He's like, no, I will not let you hit the ground. You're already injured enough, my robot bud. And then Circuit tells him, like, he's too powerful. And they're like, he's like, who? What? And he's like, Dragontron, way too powerful. Frax, the Rangers. And then, like, runs out of battery. Because he's not dead, I hope, but looks a little bit like he might be.
You never know.
Yeah, Wes has this look on his face like, oh, man, I need to save Trip so he can fix Circuit.
Yeah. Then we get a lot of VO about Destiny. A lot of, like, Alex saying you can't avoid Destiny, and Mr. Collins saying he chose his own Destiny, and then him saying, what about Destiny? And it's, like, all this. And it's, like, so loud in his head that, like, he has to cover his ears. And then he hears his dad say it, say, like, he chose his own Destiny, and I'm proud of him for it.
I'm proud of him for doing it.
It's very pro wrestler of him.
It is.
Which I like. And then he's like, I choose my own destiny, and I choose to help my friends. And I was like, yes, my son.
Wes is such a good Red Ranger.
He is the best.
Yeah, my favorite Power Rangers are the ones who, like, don't have powers and go fight monsters anyway.
Yeah, it's
Wes
the best.
Wes is right up there.
Yeah.
It's the best thing in Turbo. Like, Turbo has maybe my favorite episode where an evil jacket turns a robot evil, and then they put a bigger jacket on his Zord, and that's, like, the greatest. And then later that season, they have, like, TJ being the actual best Red Ranger we've ever had.
Yeah.
Being like, yeah, no, we don't have any powers, but we're just gonna, like, let space aliens just, like, win? Like, no.
Right. Like, we're going to space. It's gonna happen.
Those teenagers are getting in that rocket ship and going to space.
Oh, it's so good. So then we cut back to Alex, who's like punching some cronies, and he yells at his teammates who are injured and on the ground and like barely conscious, like, get up. What are you just laying down for? Don't you care about the future? And Lucas is like, all right, that's it. That's it. So he gets up and he gets in Alex's face. And he's like, you don't care about the future. And then Tripp's like, yeah, if you did, you'd let Wes be the Red Ranger because he doesn't suck like you do. And then what does Katie say?
I don't know, but she lays into him. She's yelling the loudest.
Yeah. Do you remember, David?
I don't remember what she says. I just remember being like, this is good, Katie. Just keep going.
Yeah. It's something about how, like, we're the best version of us with Wes or something, something like that. But she's like, so angry it's coming from the bottom of her throat. Like, it's really good. And then he looks over at Jen, who just doesn't say anything because she's still got that hero worship kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, she also was in love with him before she thought he died.
You know what's weird? That's the skeeviest thing about the show. Looking back, I'm like, oh, he like groomed her. I don't like it. I don't like Alex at all. So then Frax is like, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, the Power Rangers are crying. I'm going to shoot you dead anyway. It doesn't matter. You're not going to be mad at each other for long. And then he, like, pulls out his gun hand, and he's walking towards them. And then the boy just dive tackles.
From off-screen.
From out of nowhere. It's amazing. He tackles a robot. He's, like, in a suit.
Yeah, completely unmorphed.
It's great. Couldn't morph if he wanted to, but he's got to tackle this robot. You know, made of metal.
And guns.
And guns.
Not a concern in the world except for his friends.
It's so good. And he says the same thing about how, like, we choose our own destiny and I choose to help my friends. And it's very good. And then he starts running towards the energy siphon and Frax starts firing at him. And, like, Jen and Katie and presumably everybody else, but it's really only focused on Jen and Katie. They, like, run to help him, but then a bunch of the cronies grab grab them.
They popped in out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was watching and they like got into a run motion and all of a sudden were held by cronies. And I was like, where did they come from?
It's camera tricks and a good stunt team.
Yeah, they just popped up.
Yeah. And so Wes outruns laser blasts and jump kicks the siphon part of the siphon. It's got this little energy thing that blasts and drains.
Inverted nozzle.
Yeah, I guess. It's a spout, sort of, but does both. And he kicks that off and lands in a superhero pose. And I'm like, man, why doesn't Jason Font do more stuff? Why does this guy just do conventions? He should be acting everywhere.
He is really good.
I think he's great. The worst part about Power Rangers is like whenever there's like good actors, you're like, there's only a 30% chance you're ever going to do anything again. And it's a real bummer.
Yeah, some sort of Ranger curse.
Yeah. Because like I know Erin Cahill does a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
She's like a real actress. Rose McIver from RPM.
RPM, yep.
She's on iZombie, which I don't know if we ever talked about iZombie on the show. That show is amazing.
The show is very good.
I've only seen the first two seasons.
I think we watched the first three. It's every season's good.
Yeah. Oh, the wildest thing about it is not a single bad episode for two straight seasons. I don't know. Right. I'm sure the third season keeps up. It's Rob Thomas who made Veronica Mars, which is like my third favorite show of all time. So I expected like a lot out of it, and I was really happy with it. But also, Rose McIver, great actress.
Right.
But yeah, and then there's like Eka Darville from somewhere. I don't know. Darville.
Was he in, what's it called, Jessica Jones?
He was in Jessica Jones, yeah.
Yeah, that's the red RPM Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, like,
there's, I don't know his name, but the Red Ranger from SPD, I think.
Oh, Jack something?
Maybe.
Or was the character's name Jack? I don't actually know.
I think the character's name was Jack.
Okay.
He's shown up in two horror shows I've watched with Latasha. He's been in the first season of Slasher, and he's on Harper's Island.
Okay. Yeah. He was on a undercover cop show on USA a while ago that was really good.
And Johnny Young Bosch voices every anime character under the sun.
Every fourth anime character is Johnny Young Bosch.
And Amy Jo Johnson is also a successful
And then Amy
actress.
Jo Johnson is a movie director and an actress now. But like,
and JDF did Dragon Warrior, so.
But JDF still lives off of the Green Ranger fame.
Oh, absolutely.
Very clearly.
Yeah, there's a reason every year he makes a Bat in the Sun video where he gets to be Tommy again.
And win a fight against another fantasy character.
Against M. Bison or whoever.
Totally forgot about that video. That was a good one. Sort of good one.
Yeah, I just wish Chun-Li also got to be a Power Ranger. I don't think it's fair that only Ryu get to be a Power Ranger.
I don't think it was fair that Chun-Li didn't get to morph, but I also, on the flip side, think that it makes Chun-Li better than the rest of them because she doesn't need to morph.
Who did Chun-Li fight?
I think they all just fought M. Bison.
They all fought Bison, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who was played by, I didn't watch the whole video, but I saw like a clip of it, who's played by like a giant square man, like a big imposing dude. So like, good casting. I just don't know why Power Rangers and Street Fighter ever need to be in the same universe. That's not for me.
The
most out of left field crossover.
And like, let's give Ryu a Dragon Ranger. I can't talk about it. It's so weird. So Jen goes up to Alex and she's like, Alex, please. And the implication is, come on, you're not a Red Ranger.
Alex, you suck. Give it to Wes, who's good.
So he does. He hands her the morpher. She runs over, throws it to Wes. He catches it. Frax leaves because he's been, you know, tackled by a regular dude and is like, well, I'm not coming back from this one today. I'm going to go. And then they morph. And then they hop back in their Zords. And Wes is like, all right. Ready? And they're like, literally whatever you say, Wes. Like, we're just so happy you're back. I don't remember anything of the Zord fight until Eric shows up.
No, I don't think there's really much of a Zord fight. I think we end up back in the hospital.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, because we get to watch maybe the heaviest scene in Power Rangers.
Which is also in my notes. Something I never thought I'd see.
Yeah, so we're at the hospital, and Papa Collins is in his hospital bed. And he starts, like, gasping.
Yeah, he's gasping.
And I thought, I was like, oh, is he going to, like... Because in my head, like, so I knew the final outcome but I forgot how we got there. So I was like, oh, is he going to like get up? Like, is this what the like destiny averted kind of thing is about? But then, no, he flatlines.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we watch him die.
Like, we saw a Power Ranger die last season, but that was in a very, like, heroic Power Rangers energy blast kind of thing.
This is a very mortal,
yeah,
flatline dead.
He's gasping for air until he can't anymore.
And then he dies.
Which is crazy, because he's unconscious, and then he literally becomes conscious two gasps for air and die. Like,
it is really heavy. And then the nurse runs out. She's like, doctor, come, you know, he's flatlining. She doesn't say that because I feel like they couldn't say that on Power Rangers.
Yeah, they said die. They can't say flatline.
They got their one.
And she just yells, it's Mr. Collins.
Yeah. And they know. And then we see a white coat walking down the hall with an orb in his hand, some sort of glass globe, and then he walks into Papa Collins' room, and it's Alex, and he puts this orb in Papa Collins' hand, and that brings him back from the dead?
Yeah, there's this weird, like, glittery, like, fairy dust or whatever that flows out of it and goes, like, up his IV into his system, and he's, like, completely healed. Even his surface wounds are healed.
Yeah.
It's some intense medicine to bring you back from like 30 solid seconds of flatlining,
yeah,
to 100% okay.
Like, because Alex in the first episode was shot and killed, and we watched him die. Like, he did the whole, like, my arm is now limp, like, you know, shorthand for I'm dead now. And then, like, you know, turns out he wasn't, and we don't find out how, or we haven't yet, you know, right. So, like...
I still am not convinced that he didn't, and he's not just alive now, because time is different.
Because the timeline has changed. I think that makes the most sense, but also, they do have these orbs, I don't know if you heard about them, that you can put it in someone's hand, it brings them back to life.
Just resurrects them.
Yeah, it's wild.
Is this Saban being like, look... We cannot have any kisses on this show.
No kisses.
Not even CPR. So you need to think of a way for Alex to resuscitate a man without kissing him.
I would not be surprised in the least.
Yeah.
And they were like, a future orb? Yeah. All right.
It works.
But also, the wild thing is, like, let's presume, let's just, like, play in this space for a second, that Alex was resurrected with similar technology, right? Because that makes sense. That's how he would know about it. It would make sense that he would bring one back because he knows firsthand what it can do. And maybe it's a product of, like, timelines change. The serum is 800 or whatever years early.
Right. So like, maybe 800 years to make it into a revive, essentially.
Yeah. But, like, you know, they didn't have to worry about making that. So they were able to, medical technology was able to, like, go in a different way because they had, like, this future serum or way early. Whatever. However it works. It has the opposite effect on Papa Collins and Alex, because Alex becomes a real jerk afterwards, and Papa Collins is, like, very nice.
I think that's just, like, residual from his quick face turn when he was facing off with Rancic. That's just how he is now.
He's, like, stabilized, and he's, like, alive again. And then 100 doctors run in the room all at once and look at him, and he's like, I'm great. I feel awesome.
And they ask no questions. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
All right, you want a Jell-O?
A little cup of Jell-O?
Get you some juice from the calf?
Some very little ice cream.
A little hoodie cup?
A little tiny
comes
cup
with a little wooden spatula?
Yeah, you can shovel it in your mouth with that. So then we cut to Eric, who sees the fight. And at first, I thought this was Alex in a cab. Because we only saw the back of his head.
I actually thought the same thing, too.
Okay, good. It was not just me, then.
This is crazy, right? That Eric looks out the window and sees a Zord fight just off the side of the road.
That it took him this long?
And the taxi guy is still just driving.
He's like, yeah, it happens all the time here. You want a LaGuardia? Yeah. Looks like a big turtle in a trench coat. So he's like, stop the car. So he gets out, and he calls Q-Rex. Q-Rex comes running up. And they're like, oh, yeah, Q-Rex is here. And Eric's like, looks like I made it right on time. Which, when he says it, I'm fine with it. But when Alex said it 40 times last episode, I was like, all right, you're from the future. We get it.
Yeah.
Get to the point. So Q-Rex comes storming in, and Wes says, "Hey, I've got a crazy idea." And they're all like, "We do not care what it is. We are 100% on board."
They're getting a little heavy with the "we love you so much more," Wes.
Yeah, but this plan was awesome.
This plan rules.
The plan is awesome, but it was either at this point or it was when they were first back in the cockpit. I was like, "All right, guys, I get it. You are madly in love with Wes."
I think it was earlier.
I am too. I understand.
I think it's like, I don't want to use name. I'll use one name. It's like if our current ETL that neither of us like,
sure,
left and Morella came back.
Oh,
like see, that's the feeling they're feeling.
Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, right. But, oh my god, I didn't know it could be good again. Wes, David, why don't you take us through Wes's crazy idea?
Yeah, so Wes, like, all right, guys, I have the most fantastic idea, and everyone's like, all right, sure, whatever, we'll do it. So Wes, in the Megazord, he's running, and you see the Q-Rex. They're kind of running, I guess, like, side by side. And you're like, okay, well, what's the plan? I guess they're going to, like, I don't know, maybe flank. Flank the enemy or whatever. But something wildly better happens where the Megazord takes out a sword and then jumps on the back of the Q-Rex and rides it like a knight.
Yes.
And it's the best part of the entire episode.
Yeah.
I love it because as soon as Wes is like, I have an idea, and pulls the sword out, I'm like, he's not gonna. And then he does. As soon as they land on the back, Eric is like, what are you doing?
Wes is like, I gotta.
Which I feel like is a very on-brand, like, argument between Wes and Eric, even though there is no possible way the two of them can hear each other.
No.
they're so far away.
They just know what the other one is saying. So he slashes Dragontron, and then flips over him and lands behind him. And then I know at least Q-Rex blasts it with lasers, but I feel like it, like, the Megazord also hits Dragontron one more time, but I didn't see.
They definitely say that Q-Rex had him distracted and that Wes shot the exhaust pipe or the butthole or whatever they needed to hit. But I did not see the Megazord make an attack on it, so I'm not sure what actually happened.
I think they're like, while the Q-Rex shot it, they also did. Don't worry. Did you see a flip? Do you see I was on the Q-Rex? Don't worry about it.
Because when Q-Rex hits it, it does spin around and look at the Megazord. So maybe they both shot at the same time, so it couldn't, like...
Right.
Because even if it spun around, it would just spin into the other one.
Right.
Maybe that's what happened.
Well, no prize that.
Yeah.
We'll say that's what happened. But then it falls down. Dragontron falls down dead. And blows up.
What an explosion. They cut it after like half a second, but it's so massive. And then it's just to the Rangers like, woohoo! But you just leveled a city block.
Yeah, no one survived. There were no winners.
Well, this was pre-9/11, but only barely. So don't expect this happening a ton in the future, I don't think. But then Wes runs away. Wes just runs. He just like is gone because he remembers, you know, earlier... Alex being like, your dad's dying tomorrow. So he just hustling. He's just like running to the hospital. He gets there. He gets into the hospital room.
Well, Eric, as he's running there, Eric pulls up in the Jeep and is like, hop in, I'll give you a ride.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, which I had a question because, you know, the Rangers are like, awesome, we won. And they look around like, oh, where's Wes? And Wes is just like booking it to the hospital. So it's only been like a matter of seconds, which... means that Eric has, one, found another vehicle.
Yeah.
Found time to change into his Silver Guardian fatigues for some reason.
Uniform.
Found Wes and then just Ubered him to the hospital in 15 seconds.
He had a spare uniform in his Power Rangers outfit.
Well, yeah, he had his birdcage and a briefcase, and I'm assuming his uniform was in the briefcase.
And then he stole a geo tracker so he could Uber Wes to the hospital. So they get there. Wes runs in. He runs into the hospital room where his dad was, and his dad is gone. And then, like, he puts his hands on the bed, and it's, like, very quiet. It's very somber. And he just, like, puts his face on the bed and starts crying. And, like... It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he walked into the hospital room, right? And then it's empty. What does that mean? You know?
What are you going to do? Yeah,
it's empty. The bed is made. Like, the room has been cleaned.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from Wes's perspective, like, his dad was unconscious and dying. So
yeah.
The only logical reason he wouldn't be there is if he was dead.
Yeah. And I feel like they lit it so that it's definitely, like, later in the day. Like, so it's like, this was his last day here.
Yeah,
it's and like it's the day bit, is over.
It's like a little bit pre-sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a wheelchair kind of rolls in behind Wes.
We get a shot from the floor of the wheels of an empty wheelchair rolling into this room.
Well, yeah.
Because there are no feet.
He was hiding them.
Yeah. I picture him rolling in with his legs just straight out.
He doesn't know how to stop yet, so he has to put his feet out. And it's his dad. It's Papa Collins. And he's like, first of all, Wes is like elated because, you know, again, like the highs and lows, his endorphins are going nuts right now. And he's like, I heard you took over my company while I was in the hospital, while I was unconscious.
You took over the company for 12 hours?
For at most a day. Well, it was overnight.
For one board meeting.
Well, it was at least a whole day because it was yesterday and he slept overnight. So
right.
He was probably only in one board meeting, but still, it was a solid day of work.
They were trying to decide if they should expand in Canada or not.
Right.
It was a tough board meeting.
Yeah. Eric broke a pencil. And he's like, yeah, I did that, Dad. And he's like, yeah, hey, shut up. Like, I appreciate that. I do. It means a lot. But you should not be a businessman if you don't want to be.
I like that you took over, and I'm proud of you for doing it.
But your place is with the Rangers. And I was like, yes. Papa Collins, yes.
Total facer. Now he's a white meat baby face.
Yes. So then we cut to the beach where Alex is saying his goodbyes, and they're like, yeah, I guess we don't hate you anymore now that you chilled out for 2 seconds.
They're very forgiving, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah,
I would not have forgiven him that easily. Like, yeah, you just go back. That's fine.
Like, the only thing he did before we see him now, like, I don't know if they knew he put the revive orb on Professor Collins.
Professor?
Papa Collins.
Get a new job?
I don't know if the Rangers knew he did that. The last thing he did to the Rangers was, like, sternly give his morpher to Jen.
Yeah. Right.
So that she could throw it at Wes.
Be like a whiny baby.
They definitely didn't know that he's the one that saved him, because Wes is the one
right
in the scene,
yeah,
that brings it up.
So he goes through his goodbyes. I don't remember what he says. When he gets to Katie, she just, like, her head's like down a little bit and she's looking up at him, because I think she's like, I'm still mad at you, and I don't want to rip your hands off.
I'm going to headbutt you into the dirt.
Which is totally appropriate.
Yeah. And then he gets to Jen, and he's like, Jen, I don't know what to say. And she's like, don't, leave.
Shut up and go.
She's like, I know you were just doing your job or whatever, but bye. And so then Wes, he's about to leave, and Wes runs up. He's like, hey, hold on. Did you save my dad? What was all that about, like, you know, playing with destiny? And he's like, we make our own destiny. You taught me that. And he's like, ah, you're not so bad.
Also, this
my
whole
great grandson.
This whole time, Alex has his dumb sunglasses on.
Well, he's facing the sun. The Rangers are facing away from it.
You're right.
It's the only time they're appropriate.
But when he asks, like, did you save my dad? Alex does this, like, cool guy, like, slow nod. And it's like, oh, you are such a dork.
But then he gets in the time ship and he flies away. And Jen has some VO for saying goodbye, Alex.
I had a weird feeling when he flew away in the time ship, because I was like, they can go back in that.
But I mean, but Rancic's still here.
But like, and I was like, Rancic is still here. And I was like, well, maybe he will come back and get them in that. Because he essentially stranded them again by leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we know that they have another working right time ship, so they can get back if they need to.
Right.
So presumably it'll come up. But that's the end of the episode. David, if you'll recall from last time, we do a best, worst, and MVP. What's the best?
Zord riding the Q-Rex. That's definitely the best.
Yeah, I think kind of unanimously. At least, I can't say that. I can't speak for you. What's your favorite, Josh?
My best is Wes fighting Frax as a teenager. As just a boy.
That was pretty good. Although, think I'm also going to best the Q-Rex being mounted.
Riding the Q-Rex is something that is so rad. I don't know if it'll ever be duplicated.
I thought for a second, I was like, is this when they combine? Because we haven't seen them combine yet. So I was like, maybe they combine now. But nope, it's better.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's so much better.
In a way, they do.
At one point, he goes from riding it like Yoshi style to just surfing on it.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
He's got to get that lever so he can get in front of it and slash
it. I'm always going to best an unpowered Power Ranger fighting a monster to save his friends.
So, David, what's the worst?
It might be a cop out, but Alex attempting to be a Red Ranger, because he's not just like unlikable, but he's just actively trying to not make friends, you know?
Yeah.
And he's also actively bad at the job.
Yeah, like really bad for a cop.
Yeah, he's like don't make any good decisions. Don't do anything well. Like, weren't you like the best one? Wasn't that the whole deal?
And Lucas even says at one point, like, he's not making any friends.
Yeah. I'm also going to worst Alex. That's two in a row.
Same, yeah.
He came around, but like he didn't earn it. Like Wes earned him coming around more than anything. And David, who is the MVP?
Wes, mainly for, you know, all of his unmorphed stuff, still being a Red Ranger without the ability to be a Red Ranger.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of taking that kind of crazy emotional roller coaster and still being able to like keep his head straight, like while, you know, taking on the enemies and being able to like, you know, guide the Rangers through a fight given everything that's happened.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Also, Wes, because it was his idea to ride on the Q-Rex.
Right.
Yeah.
Alex can't think that far outside the box. That's not in the manual.
No, he's too by the book. You can't do the cooking by the book all the time.
You can't always do the cooking by the book. Sometimes you don't want to bake a pretty cake.
Sometimes you want to have fun and make a messy cake.
It's bringing me back like 2007, 2008.
I think we referenced that. Just so much.
Every fourth episode, it's the Adam Park of our jokes.
Yeah. And that's it. Any final thoughts, David?
No, I mean, just it's a solid season. It's a very solid episode. It's a really good one for, I guess, just Wes as a character. And it's just one of my favorites of the season.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that Alex kind of being a good guy again and going back to the future gives us a better point of view character for some future stuff.
That would be cool.
I don't know if we'll ever get that, but I'm kind of hoping we can see just a little bit more of the year 3000 and just like maybe we can see some things change.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I only remember three things that I remember something like the next episode, like the plot of the next episode. And I remember Nadira's dream date. And I remember one thing Jen does in one of the parts of the finale. So like, I have no idea what we see in the future from here on out.
I guess I do, but I won't spoil it.
Well, David, thank you very much for coming on again.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
It's a bunch of fun. Where can people find you and your webcomic online?
I find me at davidpinkney.com or on Twitter at Helix and Meteors. And you can find my webcomic at forgedcomic.com.
Nice. Thank you so much for coming back on. Sorry you had to watch a mermaid to get here, but
it was worth it for Time Force.
I think it was worth it. We'll definitely have you back for Operation Overdrive.
I'll have a lot of opinions.
Yo, that's
like,
look,
a staggering amount of opinions.
We gotta get through it somehow, and I think the best way is to get people who want to talk about it. That's gonna do it for us for today, though. Next episode is called Undercover Rangers, and I'm very excited about that because this is one of those three episodes that I know that's going to be on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you. Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
You are very small, actually.
It's because I did that goof with the camera.
Yeah. The film school nerd in me is like, Josh has a lot more room on what on his side than I do on mine. I would like to balance the camera. I was like, just leave it.
I leaned way over and made the dumb mistake of taking my mic with me.
Oh, yeah, the noob mistake.
Yeah.